Welcome to our Sunday school. This Sunday, we're looking at faith. And the title of the lesson, the adult lesson, is Faith That Moves God. This past week, I was reading in Genesis about Abraham. And God was making these promises to Abraham. Abraham had some questions. You know, he got all these promises, God, but I don't even have a son. Genesis 15, God had again come to Abraham and promised him these things. And again, Abraham had said, well, I don't have a son. And then God said, Abraham, look at the stars. Can you count them? And Abraham said, no. And God said, that's how many descendants you're going to have. And then there's a verse, Genesis 15, 6. Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord declared him righteous because of his faith. And the verse in the commentary here on the side refers to Hebrews 11. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith that moves God. I was reading this week a little bit about the Moravians. And the Moravians were a group of believers, a mixture, denominations, that had ended up in Germany. And there was a landowner that had offered to give them protection. And they had met there as a group. And the Moravians are known for their zeal for prayer. Not long after they started meeting, they started 24-hour, 7-day-a-week prayer meeting or prayer time that lasted up to 100 years. And they would, there was someone praying every hour of every day, 7 days a week for 100 years. And it was over 100 years. I'd like to just read about two of these men. And this was about 5 years into the prayer, the 100-year prayer. The Lord had stirred the hearts of two Moravian men for the suffering slaves of St. Thomas in the West Indies. Leonard Dober was a potter and David Nietzschman was a carpenter. They decided the best way to win the slaves of St. Thomas for Christ was to voluntarily sell themselves into slavery. Leonard and David eagerly volunteered for the open door of ministry for the gospel. They boarded a Dutch ship October 8th, 1732, and as the ship left the harbor, their friends and relatives on shore could hear them shouting from the lower deck, "May the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering. May the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering." And those were the last words heard from those brothers as the ship disappeared over the horizon. They simply believed the Lamb Jesus had purchased elect men for God with his blood from among every nation, tribe, and language group. Leonard and David recklessly went after some of them for Jesus. And this became the rallying cry of the Moravians for more than a century as they led the way into radical evangelism of hostile peoples, often enduring unbelievable hardship and horrific martyrdoms for the name of Christ. Pretty radical. And faith that takes God at his word and acts on it. And these men were willing to lay down their life, taking God at his word and acting on it. That's faith that moves God. Let's pray. Lord, I want to invite your spirit to lead this morning in the Sunday school time. I pray, Lord, for your work to happen in our lives, in our hearts. We wouldn't just make this simple or take it lightly. And I pray that your word would speak to our hearts. And call us, Lord, to faith that acts. And just commit this morning to you. I ask for your presence, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.